News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
106.
Now, a man has been taken into custody in connection with the murder of Democratic politician Melissa Hortman and her husband in Minnesota. David Blevins, Sky News US correspondent, joins me now. David, bring us through the latest from overnight.
Well, there has been a 48-hour manhunt in Minnesota since the murders of the former state speaker and her husband and the attempted murder of another state senator and his wife. But that multi-agency search for the suspect came to an end just a couple of hours ago when he was apprehended in a field in a very rural part of the state, not terribly far away from where the 57-year-old was living.
David, he'd obviously been posing as a police officer. How is it they actually found him and tracked him down?
Well, all we know at this stage is that it involved various aspects of law enforcement, state and federal. They were desperate to apprehend him because they had warned the public that he was armed and dangerous, and they knew that he'd already was a suspect in a double murder. And then the governor, Tim Walz, had also said that law enforcement people gave up their Father's Day to continue this search, but he said they were doing that for two young people who had also now had to spend Father's Day without their dad because he'd been murdered.
In the hunt, he had been, or there's certainly been allegations that he was searching for other politicians, potentially had other targets. Did they find anything on him that would suggest he was planning a further attack?
They've not revealed that at this stage, but certainly when he carried out the murder, police did find a car at the scene in which there was a list of other high-profile Democratic politicians there, including the governor, Tim Walz, who many people will know, of course, because he ran as a potential vice president on the same ticket as Kamala Harris in last year's election. Security around those people has now been stepped up, but this has certainly brought into sharp focus just how dangerous the divisive rhetoric is towards politicians in the United States and the increase in political violence.
Finally, David, was there any resistance when he was arrested?
All they've said at this stage is that he's been charged with double murder and with two counts of attempted murder as well. But really, at the end of the day, this is an enormous tragedy for that state. Melissa Hortman was a very popular senator, even though she had compromised last week, voted with Republicans to get a budget bill through, much to the angst of some of those who supported her. But she leaves behind two young people. Her son is due to be married, and people in the state tell me that her daughter had been very concerned for her mum's safety recently after reading online posts directed towards her. And very sadly, her worst nightmare has become reality.
David Blevins, Sky News US correspondent. Thanks for joining us on News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.